Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
This question about God's will, right? Because that's really the question we're asking.
Yes.
What is God's will for my life? How does God's plan for my life intersect with my plan for my life? And actually, this question of God's will is one of the most frequently asked questions in Christian history, and yet it's one of the least understood things in Christianity. I mean, it seems like everybody's asking the question. Hardly anybody knows the answer to the question. And in my study of the question, what was so remarkable to me is that the Bible says a whole lot less about this than we talk about it. And, and actually, the biblical principle of God's will is much, much simpler than we like to make it. The Bible only says a few things about it. And so, you know, in my book, What Am I Supposed to Do with My Life, I basically boiled down this great question into 2 points. And if you get these 2 points, you're going to be okay.
So then I have to ask you what those 2 points are. Do you want to start with the first one or the second one?
I'm always start with the first one.
All right.
Okay, so the first point is this. God's will is more about who you are than where you are or what you're doing. It's more about who you are than where you are or what you're doing. Now, every single student that sat in my office at Liberty University, every peer in my age group, I'm 31 years old, every person older than me, every person much older than me, when they start talking about God's will, they are totally transfixed on 2 questions. Where am I supposed to live and what am I supposed to do? And yet when you read the Bible and you read what the Bible says about God's will, it says things like this, like Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. It says, this is God's will, that you be sanctified. It has nothing to do with your location or your vocation. It has to do with who you are, because you take you with you wherever you are. And so the first principle of God's will has nothing to do with where you live or what you do. It has everything to do with who you are. God's will is more about who you are than where you are or what you're doing.
So is this not an agreed upon way of looking at things? Because I've also heard, but I've been praying and I've been fasting and I'm just not getting an answer. I need God to be more specific. How do you answer those people?
Well, I think that actually goes to the second principle of God's will, which is God's will is more about going until God stops you than waiting for God to tell you to go, right? It's more about going until he stops you than waiting for God to tell you to go.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.